On a farm in Machakos County on the outskirts of the Kenyan capital Nairobi, Shem Ariwi and his wife Doreen Mbaya are determined to overcome the rising costs of poultry feed. The couple is among more than 2,000 small-scale farmers in Kenya who have been trained to set up insect-based enterprises. Some help has also come from the local Jomo Kenyatta University of Agriculture and Technology, or JKUAT, as Ariwi explains.
We've always been rearing poultry. When you rear poultry, the feed itself is a very big component of the cost of production. And we've always been looking for ways to reduce the cost of production. So we approached JKUAT, who were running a program training people how to raise crickets to be used as animal feed. They trained us on that and also told us about the black soldier flies. They recommended black soldier fly because it has a much higher production return.
Breeding the black soldier fly also contributes tremendously to reducing food waste from the environment. Tons of food waste are now being recycled to feed the larva. The UN says over 1 billion tons of food produced globally gets lost or wasted every year. The Rockefeller Foundation supported the Nairobi-based International Center for Insect Physiology and Ecology, or ICIPE, with a grant of $600,000. It is testing business models for scaling insect-based feed for poultry and fish farming in Kenya. Chrysantas B. Tanga is a research scientist at ICIPE. He specializes in insects for food, feed, and other uses.
We have been pioneering this area of research since 2013. The first population of the insect was spotted here in Kenya after doing a lot of survey across the country. And then since then, we've been training farmers over this period of time.
He says a recent study carried out by ICIPE in Kenya demonstrated that a number of insects, including the black soldier fly and crickets, can be safely fed to chicken without compromising food safety standards. Poultry, pig and fish rearing are among the fastest growing agricultural subsectors in Africa. Tanga says that has helped to improve households' livelihood and income levels.
This serves as a source of income to some of the smallholder farmers that make up more than 80% of the farming population. And to some, it serves as opportunities for job. And so this has greatly reduced the poverty levels in the country.
The UN Food and Agriculture Organization says smallholder farmers in Africa are witnessing an increase in the price of animal feed. Protein ingredients in the market are not only expensive to produce, but their production cycles can have a strong negative impact on the environment, as the Cameroonian-born scientist explains.
This is quite understandable because, one, it competes with human nutrition, and the area of arable land is dwindling drastically because of climate change, and there's overfishing in the oceans, and so there's that scarcity that has tend to cause increase in the price of these major protein sources.
Tanga says the initiative has entered its second phase, which includes scaling up and finding market linkages that will benefit farmers. So far, he says, through donor funding, over 11,000 farmers have been trained across Africa, adding that plans are underway to expand to different countries, including Uganda and Rwanda, among others. Kenyan officials say developing insect-based feed is in line with the government's development blueprint on agro-processing and on providing food and nutrition for all citizens. Ruben Chama, reporting for VOA News from Machakos, Kenya.